Hey guys, welcome back to the Unpack podcast. Firstly, I just want to thank everyone who takes the time to listen to the podcast. I see all the questions on social media, I receive all the emails, and to everybody who's subscribed, thank you guys for your support. I try my best to reply to everyone, and recently I just got an email like a few days ago from someone who was asking me whether I think it's a good time to invest in a property or buy a property to live in South Africa right now. So I thought, why not just record a quick little episode to talk more about what exactly is happening in the SA property market, what has been happening in the past 2 years, and what people should be aware of before they buy a property. So in the past 2 years, we saw an increase in property sales. We were reading articles like there are more females buying properties compared to males. We saw more and more people on social media posing with their keys and announcing that they are homeowners. In fact, there were 240,000 transfers in 2021, whereas 60% of the homes were bonded and 40% were cash buyers. Last year, interest rates were lowered, and this encouraged more people to purchase more properties. In fact, in January 22, we saw the largest number of building plans, especially for estates, being approved in South Africa. And then now we have the interest rates that increased, and this has affected a lot of people. A friend of mine was actually sharing that her bond has increased by a little over R1,000. So things like the rising inflation, the rising interest rates are definitely something you need to think about when buying a property. Will you still be able to pay off your bond if it increases again in the year? That's a very important question that you need to ask yourself, and maybe sit down with a banker and someone to advise you before you make this big decision. So is this a good or a bad time to buy a property in South Africa right now? In all honesty, it depends on your affordability. You need to make sure that you can obviously pay back the bank if you're getting a mortgage and all the expenses that come with having a home. There is more to owning a property than just paying off your mortgage. Maintenance, levies, insurance, there's just a whole lot of things that you need to educate yourself about and know before you sign up for this big responsibility. With that being said, I believe that it's always a good time to buy a property if you can afford it. With the SA residential property market right now, we are seeing a lot of people selling. Sellers are driven by financial distress. People are moving out of the big cities and into the smaller towns. So this is also known as semigration, where we see people buying properties or moving to different provinces. This is increasing right now in South Africa. There was like a 38% increase in semigration in South Africa in the past 12 months, whereas we see a lot of people are leaving Gauteng and they're moving to the Western Cape. I really get why people are moving to the Western Cape, guys. The Western Cape is so amazing. I just got there. I was there for a weekend, and yeah, I think that's where I want to live. But that's another episode. Another question somebody asked me was, what kind of property should I be investing in? So if I already have like my home where I live, or I'm renting and I have a little bit of money saved up and I want to get into property investing, so what kind of property should I be investing in? So back to what I said earlier, it's important for you to do as much research as possible, talk to as many people as possible, visit as many bankers as possible, see what the different banks can offer you. So my mistake, I always talk about this, is just going to one bank and talking to one person versus going to all the different banks and getting as much information as possible before making a decision. So when it comes to investing in property, there is a high demand in student accommodation right now. So due to the physical interaction that most people were lacking throughout COVID, we see more and more people going back to school, going back to work. There's a demand in student accommodation, healthcare properties. So healthcare properties are properties like clinics, you know, these little clinic centers where you have a doctor, a dentist, a pharmacy in one complex. These are a good investment. Hospitals are a good investment. So if you can buy land, rent it out to the government or whoever, a private company who wants to open a hospital, that's also great. But there is an increase in healthcare properties. There is an increase in demand for healthcare properties, student accommodation. There's always residential properties are always a good idea, in my opinion. I don't know, you can come on and we can have this discussion. And logistics as well. I see more and more people going into logistics. These are areas that I'm personally interested in, and I feel like more people should be researching and getting into. I hope that answers your question, and I would like to hear from you guys on how life has been as a property owner in the past 12 months and the different changes and trends that you're seeing in South Africa. So reach out, comment below, and let me know what you have experienced. I would love to hear from you guys. I also highly recommend that you go back and listen to my home loan episode from 2020. It's all about what exactly is a home loan, what you need to know before you apply for a home loan, what banks look at to determine your affordability, credit scores, and all of that. That episode is quite insightful for someone who is applying for their home loan or thinking about home ownership. So I highly recommend that you go back. It's on my website, laratob.com/podcast. You'll find the podcast episode on my website. Thank you again for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. Until next time.